Hey, what's going on, everybody? Nick Unsworth here, and welcome to another live session of the Life on Fire Virtual Summit. So I'm just really fired up to have you guys here. Today is, of course, Black Friday, so I hope that you are just coming off a great holiday, a great time with your friends and family, and enjoying just a great Thanksgiving meal together. And today, Black Friday, is a day where, you know, people are typically out and about shopping and doing their thing. And you know what? If you're here right now live, you are taking advantage of some awesome training. And if you're here live, I'm going to give you some incredible content about how you too can dominate your market with a virtual summit. So, you know, as being someone that has been on and watching this virtual summit, you've been able to see kind of the action and see all of the speakers we've brought on and all the content. Well, I'm going to kind of take this session to go a little bit behind the scenes and to share with you, you know, how we've done it. You know, what have been the benefits to us as a company, and how can you actually leverage a virtual summit in your business? Because what's really interesting is that it is an incredible model to grow your brand. It's an incredible model to dominate your market, and it's something that you should take a really good hard look at, because it can radically change your life and business. And we actually, our last session was with Robin and Mike Pisciotta, and they crushed it. And you know, their story was that, you know, they had been entrepreneurs for years. You know, they had been going, you know, up and down, and when the economy crashed in 2007, 2008, you know, they found themselves in a really, really tough spot. And you know, they ended up just being resourceful. They ended up selling things on eBay and Craigslist, and they ended up just, you know, learning internet marketing. And it was actually their virtual summit that radically changed their businesses. And, you know, they made a six figures as a result from it, and it changed everything. And I'm going to share with you a little bit about my story and how, you know, what I've done with virtual summits has completely changed my life. And so my wish for you on this here today is for you really to just give me the full attention that you've got. You know, just play full out, you know, commit to the next about 75 minutes. And I'm going to teach this playbook that can really help you out in your business. And it's just incredible what can happen. So, and if you're watching this as a replay, you know, same thing is true. So, you know, turn off or X out or close out of the other browsers, put your phone on silent, and just kind of tune in, because what we're sharing here today is something that can really, really help and change your business. So, all right, so I'm just going to dive in. And all right, so basically, by the end of this presentation, we're going to, you know, what you're going to have is what I'm going to be sharing is how you can instantly position yourself as an expert, even if you're new. And this is one thing that I think that there's a lot of limiting beliefs when someone first gets started in business. And, you know, maybe you're getting started, maybe you've been in business for a couple of years, you already have revenues. But even as, you know, just coming out of the gates as being new, what happens is that it's all about confidence. And it's, you know, I know that when I first got started with Facebook marketing, I was thinking, well, who am I to call myself an expert? And who was I going to coach? And I got some really awesome advice from a friend named Eric Goldstein. He's like, dude, Unsworth, you just coach people on Facebook marketing that know less than you. And I took that advice and ran with it. And what's awesome is that once I did that, once I got customers and got clients, I created my first virtual summit. And that's where the brand perception got built. That's where I totally stepped out. So this is a great strategy, even if you are new. You know, then I'm going to talk through Facebook advertising. And, you know, you may have heard Valerie Schutman and I on a previous session on the Life on Fire Virtual Summit. We've been using Facebook ads for going, you know, on over 4 years. And it has been a game changer in business. But what's really awesome is we talk about running Facebook ads to what we call a lead magnet, where you're giving something first to other people. And what's crazy is that when you're running Facebook ads to something like a virtual summit, two things happen. Number one, just imagine if you hosted a virtual summit with five speakers and you were one of them, and you put your face next to an industry expert in your industry. Well, you don't want that to be a secret. You want to broadcast that to everybody, you know, and if you were to run Facebook ads to it, what's interesting is that out of all the things that we run Facebook ads to, we've actually gotten the best conversions using our virtual summit here. So we're going to talk about why that is and how you can also take advantage of it and how you can actually utilize an upsell strategy to offset your advertising expense. So what I really want, another thing that, you know, for you to take away is that if you're looking at it and saying, you know, I just don't have deep pockets, you know, I don't have thousands of dollars to just invest in Facebook ads. Well, the thing is that, you know, many businesses don't, but you got to start somewhere. And if you can put in, you know, $100 in Facebook ads, and if you can get back $100 or $200 on your Facebook ads in a short period of time, then you can continue to advertise. And so I'm going to walk through that process, and so that it's going to take a lot of that stress or overwhelm, you know, surrounding Facebook advertising, and say, you know what? What if you could put a buck into ads and you could actually get, you know, $2 back, or you could get $4 back? You know, how would that change your advertising budget? We're also going to talk about joint venture partners. You know, having other people promote your business is incredibly powerful. And, you know, having other people that promote your business, it works so well because it's endorsed. It's warm traffic, as they say. And, you know, that's a situation that we want all of you to be in. You know, we want you to have that situation. So creating this model with the virtual summit, you can actually get joint venture partners to want to promote. And then we're going to talk about how to leverage other people's products and how to create revenue by this. So what I love is that if you don't have a business, but you've got a passion and you've been following along with the virtual summit and you've figured out what your purpose and your passion is and what you want to do, this is a great way to leverage contacts in your industry, build up your email list, build up your brand, and this is a perfect foundational starting point. Now, if you already have a business and you want to go to the next level, this is also great for you too. So you're going to hear my story of how I leveraged a virtual summit to start my first, you know, Facebook marketing company about 4 years ago when I did that. And then also, I mean, as you know, right now, we're right in the middle of our virtual summit. So we're using the same strategy here today too. So I'm going to just kind of flip through my journey really fast. And because I know that we've got a lot of new folks on, many of you guys, you know, have seen our ads and have, you know, come in, or maybe you got referred by someone here to check out the virtual summit. So just keep in mind that when I share this, it's really meant to explain and convey what's possible with a virtual summit. So just keep in mind that, you know, it has nothing to do with, you know, bragging or just sharing, you know, stories about me, because this entire presentation, why I'm doing this, is really all about you. But I want you to be able to see what the upside potential is. So how I got here, you know, with Life on Fire is, you know, right in college, I just was on a mission. You know, I did not want to have a job. You know, I wanted to be financially free, and I was just trying everything. I don't know if you can relate to, you know, just trying and swinging for the fences, or trying to, you know, get rich fast is, you know, something that I was trying to do. So, you know, when I was a kid, you know, I did great with network marketing and made six figures, and I had a bunch of money when I was 21 and made reckless decisions like buying a fancy car. And, you know, by 22 years old, I'd actually lost it all. And it was the first time in my life I was financially irresponsible. And that experience led me to chasing opportunities. So I went from network marketing. I chased the dream straight into real estate. And just imagine this. You know, I was looking for the next thing, and I wasn't thinking with my heart. I wasn't thinking, I always wanted to find my purpose. I always felt like I was here for a reason, but I didn't know how to figure it out, you know, and I looked around and it was like, all right, well, people are making all this money in mortgages and in real estate. And I had a friend that was doing incredibly well. And I was like, well, maybe I'll just do that. You know, that was better than getting a job, in my opinion, at the time. So I decided to follow the money into real estate. I moved across the country to San Diego. This is in 2007, to work with my friend and to do lending on the Hard Rock Hotel. So we converted a hotel into what's called a condo hotel, and I was supposed to do about 150 loans, make, you know, about $400,000. I mean, crazy, you know? And I literally moved across the country, and within 2 weeks, imagine this, 2 weeks of moving myself, you know, a long-time relationship out there, my whole life across the country, within 2 weeks of landing in San Diego, the Great Recession hit. the meltdown hit. Think back to that time when it was all over the news. Everything was going crazy. The stock market completely crashed and plummeted, and everyone was scared, and it was a disaster because lending got really messed up, you know, and all the big banks we had partnered with on the project, they all pulled out, and it was a big, awful disaster. And, you know, so that was, you know, me again, just with bad timing and just heading into the wrong industry. I took that, came back to Connecticut. I started on, you know, a project called the Perks Card. And essentially, and I won't go into all the details here, but it was just another business. And this particular business was rooted in giving back to charity, which was awesome. So I, you know, recovered with this and I started on this business. This one failed because I hired an advertising agency and they recommended that I do TV commercials, you know, and at that point, you know, they're saying things like, you know, we've got your best interest in mind. That's how you need to drive traffic. And what ended up happening is that it was just a total colossal epic fail. And the reason's because TV commercials they're not targeted. They're so broad. And, you know, and it was at that time where it was so expensive. You know, I just hemorrhaged through $30,000 in 2 weeks. And it was really sad because I had such a great concept and people really thought that I had a winner of a business. But I, you know, I put my trust in an advertising agency and the return on investment was awful. I mean, I put in $30,000 and I literally sold 14 cards and brought in $280 of revenue and half the money went to charity. So imagine I spent $30,000, I made $120. And so that then inspired me to want to learn internet marketing, to find a better way. And I don't know if you can relate to this, but I became a voracious learner. I was buying courses, I was investing in myself, and I actually put on credit cards about $20,000 worth of courses and trainings and mastermind events. And, you know, at the time, I mean, it was a little bit scary to be putting that kind of money on credit cards. But I knew that I was so focused. I just wanted to enjoy what I do for work. I just wanted to be able to help people. And I knew that I would find a way. And so it was some of the best investments I've ever made in myself. And though, you know, that $20,000 on these information courses, you know, allowed me to completely and radically change my life. And the whole thing is that, you know, by investing in yourself, and when I did that, I went from being really, really overwhelmed to then just narrowing my niche and deciding to be a Facebook marketing expert. So what I ended up doing is I had this defining moment. I had all these bills to cover, you know, it was to cover $3,500 a month in bills. And it was a breaking point. You know, if you think of like a pressure cooker, I don't know if anyone's ever made like lentil soup, like you cook it in a pressure cooker, right? And that was my life. It was so filled with pressure and financial pain, because I had to cover this, you know, $3,500 in bills. You know, I was at the time of doing, you know, selling some homes as a realtor on the side. I didn't have any closings come up. My credit cards were maxed, but I hit this point. It was really my tipping point. And it was a point where I could either just buckle under the pressure and file bankruptcy, as my attorney was recommending, or I could just lean in and put my head down, make a decision, and just go straight at it, and just literally just go for my dreams, you know, and have the guts to go for it. And what's crazy is that what I find with now coaching entrepreneurs is that sometimes it takes being up against the wall before we finally break and we finally snap and we go towards our dreams. Now, the purpose of this whole Life on Fire virtual summit is exactly that. We want to inspire you to lean in and go for the gusto, go for your dreams, go for the purpose that you feel that you're called to do in your life. And, you know, I hope that you don't have to, you know, be up against the wall to make that decision. I hope you can just, you know, look at it and say, I want to build this business, or I want to go get that job or get promoted. But in my case, you know, it was up against that wall. I had to make a fast decision. That's one thing I learned. I started to learn how to make fast decisions. And that is one of the skill sets that just became so viable in my life and business. And I decided to choose a niche. I became a Facebook marketing expert. And at that point, you know, I wasn't even using Facebook as a personal profile, you know, but I had bought a bunch of courses and I looked at it and said, I think I can help people. I've bought these courses, and as long as I coach people that know less than me, I know I can help them. And so what happened from there is, you know, I took a selfie of myself. I actually painted my living room wall blue and took a selfie created my personal brand. And in the first 30 days, I did what's so critical for all of us to do is I just focused on getting clients. I just pounded the pavement. I went to networking meetings and I got clients. So if you need cash flow, the fastest path to cash flow is just get your clients. But what I love is that when you get those clients and you can create success stories, that's where you can then take those success stories and create information products, and you can leverage those and you can scale those. But it all starts with creating results for people. You have to create results for people, right? So the first 30 days I got rolling, and what I did was I got those initial clients, made my first $5,000 my first 30 days just by doing everything. I was doing whatever it took. If someone only had a $200 budget, I charged $200. I mean, I did anything. And then I reinvested again. I reinvested in myself and I ran a little test on Facebook ads. And what's so wild is that when I ran the Facebook ads, I ended up getting a speaking gig, a keynote speaking gig in Honolulu, Hawaii, and it totally flipped me out. And here's why. Because here I was, the first 30 days in the business, just getting started, and now I'm getting offered this big opportunity to be a keynote speaker. And it really flipped me out, and that's where my light bulb went off. That's the aha moment, and I realized that, wow, when you make a fast decision, when you take action, and when you narrow your niche, and you just step into that, you step into, and you know, having the confidence and saying, you know, I am a Facebook marketing expert, and I ran ads on Facebook, and I targeted chief marketing officers. That's why this happened, and what it did was it created a brand perception, and it created a perception that I knew what I was talking about, and so I took that brand perception, and I realized at that point that, you know, that Facebook advertising and being seen everywhere was a really fast path to building that expert brand positioning. And when you have expert brand positioning, you can charge more. You can, you know, get more opportunities. You know, it's good for networking. You can add more value. And so in the first 90 days, what I did was I took that concept and I just took it to a whole new level. Right. And so what I did was I created and launched the Facebook Mastery Summit. And what was interesting is think of right now, you know, on this series, this is the Life on Fire virtual summit. And we've been interviewing incredible people. If you haven't seen like the Brian Tracy interview, Alex Mandozian, we've been, you know, flying all over the country. We've got some of these incredible, incredible interviews. And that point of that is to give you amazing content, to inspire you, to help you grow your business, right? But what's awesome is that this strategy, not only is it working now, but, you know, when I was brand new in my business, I, you know, created the Facebook Mastery Summit. And what happened is that it just completely propelled. It was like this rocket ship-like growth in my business and my brand because I was the founder of the Facebook Mastery Summit. You know, and what I did was I literally started with this. What you're seeing on the screen was graphic design that I got done. And I knew that if I made this thing look cool, that other people would want to be a part of it. So graphic design is super important. And so, you know, I spent a couple $100. I had this guy, Francisco Rosales, you know, he did this design. And I was just like, listen, man, you know, I'm creating this thing, the Facebook Mastery Summit. I just need it to look cool. I need to look a little fancy, you know, look like it's, you know, a big deal. and it comes back with this. And it did look cool. I think it still looks cool. And So I got this design together, and so a virtual summit. So once I designed it, you know, I created the virtual summit. You know, exactly what it is all you do is you just interview other experts and you deliver the content. And so what's so cool is I created the design for the Facebook Mastery Summit, and then I reached out to this guy with the arrow here, right? So I reached out to Mike Koenigs first, and what's awesome is that, you know, I knew that if I got Mike Koenigs on this Facebook Mastery Summit, I knew that it'd be easy to get Amy Porterfield. I knew that it'd be easy to get Shane Stearns, who's Ryan Dice's social media guy at the time, and Brian Moran. And so what I did was, you know, all I was asking for is, you know, for a 30 to 45 minute interview with these speakers. And so these speakers all had awesome brand positioning. They already had huge followings. They've got big audiences and they're experts, right? And so all I was doing is just saying, hey, you know, I'm putting together this virtual summit. You know, there's going to be 10 of us on there total, and you know, I want you to speak. Now, the key thing is that when you're, you know, if you think about this for your industry, you know, what industry are you in? I mean, this works in dating and relationships, health and fitness. You know, we've got clients that are going through, we've got a course called the Six-Figure, Virtual Summit. And we've got, you know, a client in that course who's, there's this kitchen tool called the Thermi. And, you know, and he's creating a summit for that because people, you know, overseas, I mean, there's this huge craze about it. And he's getting other celebrity chefs to be on his virtual summit, and they're sharing how they're using the Thermi to make their dishes. And it's just, you know, it literally, what I love about this concept and this model is it doesn't matter what industry you're in. Every single industry has a leader, has leaders, have people that are, you know, the ones that everyone talks about, the people that everyone looks up to, the coaches, or, you know, and so all you do is you look at your industry and then you think about, you know, who are those celebrities in your industry, you know, and, you know, the people that everyone are, you know, raving about. And then you just want to, you know, first start with one and just ask them to be on your summit. Now, you know, when I did this summit, I had 10 people. You know, the virtual summit that we're doing now, the Life on Fire virtual summit, we have 27. We went a little, we went a little overboard, but you could do this with three. You could get two other speakers, right? And so all you do is you want to first start by getting your design done, just like I did here. I got this thing designed. Then I reached out to one person. And here's how you reach out to them. It's super easy. I reached out to Mike Hannings and I was like, hey man, you know, I'm one of your biggest fans and also one of your biggest customers. And I've purchased, and I named the courses that I purchased. And I started off by just saying, I just want to say thank you. You know, I've, went from, you know, real estate to starting my own Facebook marketing company, largely due to the courses that I bought from you. You know, that was inspired and I got a lot of tactics from you, and thank you for that. So you can see I was kind of edifying him, right? So whoever's that expert in your industry, start by saying why you think that they're awesome. If you want to have them on your summit, you probably think that they're pretty cool, right? So I started by just, you know, tooting his horn essentially, right? And I started by just saying why I think he's great. And then from there, I said, you know, listen, you know, what I'd love to do from here is I just want to totally add value for you, right? And here's the thing is you don't want to like take from this person. You want to give to this person. You need to position it as if you're giving to them, right? It's not just, hey, Mike, can you help me on my summit so that I can, you know, build my business? Instead, it's got to be a give. So I said, you know, Mike, you've added so much value in my life. I really want to give back to you. So here's the thing. I'm doing this big Facebook Mastery Summit. I'm going to have all these other speakers on board. I'd like you to be my main anchor, my main keynote, and you will be the only one that can sell their products and services. And I'm going to promote it. We're going to have the other speakers are going to promote it. You can sell your course. And you can see how, you know, if I just ask Mike Hannings for an interview, they very well may just say yes. I mean, how many people are doing podcasts and interviewing people? I mean, you can just ask for an interview and odds are, you know, if you're persistent, the person will say yes anyway. But I look at it and say, I want to build a relationship. I want, you know, and it's not wrong. If I've gotten so much value out of his courses, it's not wrong to sell a product. If that product is truly going to help someone, there's nothing wrong with that. You know, it can help people. You know, it's actually a disservice not to sell it. So the way I looked at it is I was like, you know what? I want to give to this man. I want to truly hook him up. I was like, you can sell your course. We're going to promote it. I'm going to, you know, run Facebook ads. We're going to have all these other speakers. They're going to cross promote it. I'm going to quarterback and do the whole thing. And all I need is 30 minutes of your time, you know, maybe up to 60 minutes if you'd like to, you know, present longer. And, you know, what happens next is I didn't hear anything. I didn't hear anything for a couple days. And it's at that point where, you know, fear or, you know, emotions could pop up and you could say, should I just bag the whole thing altogether? And I said, you know what? What's the worst that can happen? He says, no. And I said, you know what? I'm just going to be persistent until I get a yes or a no. So, you know, I just made a decision right there and I said, I'm going to follow up. You know, I know that this is going to be awesome for him. I know that this is going to be awesome for all the folks that get to experience this summit. And I followed up again, right? And it's not that he was trying to blow me off. You know, someone that's very successful in your industry, they're going to be busy people, right? So you just need to know going into it, you know, if you could get this dream lifestyle that you want, but it's going to take you 3 emails and maybe a tweet on Twitter, would you do it? You know, what if it took you 11 emails? Would you do it? You know, when I got on the Huffington Post as a weekly writer, I had to follow up 11 times with Huffington Post and Arianna Huffington to finally where I got them to say yes, and I was persistent. And now I'm a weekly writer for Huffington Post, and it's been awesome for our business. But it's persistence, right? And so anyway, Mike responded back, and he was like, wow, that sounds really awesome. I mean, because, you know, the value was great for him. So Mike said yes, right? Then I leveraged Mike because everyone knew Mike, and, you know, he was doing, you know, multi-million dollar, you know, product launches and in the social media industry. And so as soon as I had Mike, I then just went to Amy Porterfield. I went to Brian Moran. I went to David Foster, you know, Brian Carter. I went to these other experts and I said, hey, listen, you know, I'd love to feature you on the Facebook Mastery Summit. I have other speakers like Mike Koenigs on board. And you know what happened? They said yes without knowing who I was. They said yes without even doing any research. And the reason they said yes is because they trusted Mike. Mike was my anchor. Mike was my big dog. He was my keynote, if you will. And so think about this in your industry. You get the one big name in your industry, and as soon as you have that, everyone else will say yes. Now, the cool thing is that once I had Mike and I got everyone else on board, they then signed agreements, and they agreed not only to speak, but they agreed to cross-promote it. That's where the power is. Because when these other speakers sent emails to their audience, letting them know that they were excited because they're on the Facebook Mastery Summit, it built up this big old email list, you know, and they were happy to do it because they just want to put their face next to Mike. For me, this builds up this whole asset of this email list. Now, it's a benefit for everyone that's a part of it because they're all getting exposure together. If every one of these people on this screen here right now sent one email and sent over 500 opt-ins, right, then every time they do a session, they're all going to benefit because they're all going to have a bigger audience hearing their session, you know. So it is truly, you do, you know, design it to be a win-win for everybody that's included. So what was crazy is that when I launched it, we did over $100,000 when we launched the Facebook Mastery Summit, and the reason is because we charged $497. For people to buy the content. So they opted in and I gave them a free video, and that was totally for free, and it was a free training. And then afterwards, I did a free webinar, and then I sold the Facebook Mastery Summit for $497. So I built an email list of over 5,500 people, which was a huge asset. And then we also did six figures, $105,000 in revenue. And just imagine, I went from this just crushing, like you can't even sleep at night, feels like there's bricks on your chest when you're going to bed, you know, $50,000 in total debt, and, you know, being scrambling in my first month, you know, to make $5,000 to be able to just afford my rent and my bills at the time, to within 90 days, I launched this summit and make over $100,000. I mean, just if you just like, it's even crazy for me to go back and to remember that moment. I mean, it was just such a game changer, and it just completely just changed my entire life. You know, allowed me to pay off debt, allowed me to, you know, have money that I could use where, you know, I had my team member, Donna McAvoy, and was able to, you know, have her pick up more hours, you know, and got some help in the business. And so everything changed. But what was also huge is that it gave me instant borrowed authority, and that borrowed authority was way bigger than the money that I got. The borrowed authority and the brand positioning is something that was, I can't even put a price tag on that, because the perception that got created in the minds of other prospects and consumers, and how I was everywhere. People kept saying, "Unsworth, I feel you are all over Facebook. Everyone's emailing about you. Everyone's talking about you." I got speaking gigs. I got all these opportunities, and all these things happen. And I started charging way more for client work. I mean, I literally, when I first got rolling, it was like, you know, I would charge $200 and $500. The more results I got, people, you know, I got up to the point where, you know, five-figure contracts. You know, after the Facebook Mastery Summit, I got my first five-figure contract, which then parlayed into a six-figure annual contract with a big insurance company where I was doing, you know, I was acting as a social media director part-time as a consultant. It's like all these things happen, and it wasn't my content, right? In this equation, I was just interviewing these other people, and they were sharing their expertise, and it wasn't my content. So what I love is, if you're brand new, you just look at your industry. What's your passion? What do you love to do? You know, the same model that podcasting has, you just interview other people. But when you do it in a summit like this, it's a podcast is great because you can build some audience on iTunes, but a podcast isn't going to help you build your email list fast. A podcast isn't going to make your revenue fast. A virtual summit is. And so what I want, you know, you to think about is, you know, I share this story because I want you to see what's possible. You know, out of all the things I can do to grow my business, I've got two huge takeaways, right? One is virtual summit that completely changed my life, you know, back in 2010. And then that's why we're doing it again now, right? With the Life on Fire virtual summit. And then the other one is Facebook advertising. You know, that's why those are the two things that you're going to hear me that I talk about the most, because that's what changes so many people's businesses. So I want to ask you this is, you know, do you want to make an extra $100,000? Now, it may not be in a month, right? What if it was in 90 days? You know, what if that $100,000 came to you over the course of a year? You know, I mean, when you think about it, what ways do you have to make changes in your business to drive extra revenue? Right. And I want you to just take, you know, the purpose of this session here today is to really just to kind of shock the system a little bit, to have you think about virtual summits in a different way. And then hopefully to inspire you to say, you know what, I like this idea. I can just interview three people, five people, do this virtual summit, make it fast. You can have it over and done with, you know, maybe you just do it in a weekend. You do the sessions back to back to back. You know, I think about one of our clients, Amanda McClellan, and we did a VIP day together. We sat down, and she was trying to figure out, she's trying to reinvent herself, right? She went from health and fitness, you know, with a network marketing company, to wanting to do something that she was more passionate about and have more purpose with. So, you know, I came up with the brand Moms Making It Happen. You know, that brand and getting it off the ground, she loved the name. She loved the brand we started to build. And then the next step was, I was like, Amanda, you need to get out there fast. So why don't you just look at, you know, go out and get five other mompreneurs, other entrepreneurs that are women that have children that are awesome, who you respect, who you adore, you admire, and reach out to them and let them know why you admire them, and ask five of them or four of them to be on, you know, your Mom's Making It Happen summit, and just interview them, and boom, you're going to end up jumping right into it. You're all of a sudden going to be at their level, right? Your face is going to be next to theirs, you know, boom, on your summit. So it's just so powerful. So as far as the steps go, this is just talking about, I kind of flip back to my story here. So basically, you know, after I did the virtual summit, so many cool things came out of it. I mean, I was coaching huge, huge companies like Safeco Insurance. You know, we did a $250,000 deal with Safeco Insurance. You know, I started getting featured in all these books and working with larger and larger companies. Within 2 years, I sold that agency, which was really awesome. That was a goal of mine to do. That's when I then started Life on Fire. And of course, this is my company now, Life on Fire. My mission with this is to help you as an entrepreneur, to help you live your dream and help you do what you love every single day. And, you know, that's why I'm here talking about virtual summits. You know, this is a model to help you get that lifestyle that you want. So part of why that this all happened is I relentlessly pursued that dream and I never gave up. And it's the same thing. You know, if you're doing a virtual summit and you ask someone to speak on it and they don't get back to you, you know, it's the difference between saying, you know what, I don't like the way that that feels, or if someone says no to you, and stopping or quitting versus saying, you know what, I'm going to continue to follow up with that person until I get a yes or no. And if you have that attitude, and if you put your dream and you put it and you focus on where it is that you want to go, and if you look at this and say, all right, well, this virtual summit thing, this is a great model to get there. As long as you commit and you take fast action, make fast decisions, you know, you can get there. You just have to not give up. You know, that's what, you know, that's what happens with entrepreneurs, is sometimes we throw in the towel early, right? But when you combine that virtual summit, which creates your brand positioning, and then if you can throw up a couple Facebook ads with that, like, that is the recipe for freedom. And, you know, it allows you and your brand to be seen everywhere, which is awesome. So benefits include instant brand positioning. You're building your list. Having an email list is such a foundational part as an entrepreneur. You all need to have an email list, and you want to grow that thing. You know, and what's wild is, you know, Robin and Mike Picciotta on the last session, they were talking about, they were in business as online marketers for, like, I don't know, like 6 or 7 months, and their email list was only 200 people. They did the virtual summit and they got over 5,000 people on their email list, and it happened within a couple months. And, you know, that's awesome. I mean, that's game changing for the business. You know, the other thing is that you build relationships with industry leaders. You know, when I reached out to Mike Canings back in the day on the Facebook Mastery Summit, I added value for him. You know, even though I made that six figures, he sold his course. You know, he made a bunch of money when he sold his course, and he was happy, you know, and we're really good friends now. We're in a mastermind together. So you're building relationships. It creates awesome content. The content on the virtual summit, and for you right now, I mean, you're either, you know, listening here live with us on the live stream, which is awesome if you are, and just want to say a big old congrats for being here live on Black Friday. If you're watching this maybe on our blog, on lifeandfire.com, you know, you might be watching it there. Shoot, you may be checking this out on YouTube, right? Or you might be, you know, having a jog right now, and you might be listening to this on our podcast, right? So what's so cool is that when you have that virtual summit, you've got other people creating content with you because you're just interviewing them. And then you take that content and you can repurpose it. You know, check this out. What if you did a virtual summit with 5 people? And you repurpose that content, put it to a podcast, you put it to YouTube, and you're stretching it. You're getting all this mileage out of this awesome content in your market, in your niche. But what if you also transcribe those sessions and that became chapters in a book? Like, think about that. There's so many extensions to this. And what's really cool is that because we have agreements with all these amazing speakers here on the Life on Fire Virtual Summit, you know, we can actually take this content. You know, we just came out with a book on Facebook marketing. But, you know, I've got a book, a book called Life on Fire that's going to be, you know, coming out at some point in 2015. And I can take content. I mean, if there's a, you know, big takeaways from Kevin Harrington from Shark Tank or Brian Tracy, you know, we can repurpose this content and we can put that as part of content in our book. You know, I mean, there's just so many different extensions, which is awesome. And the other benefits being making more money. You know, more money is important, you know, to have the lifestyle that you want. So I want you to think about, you know, what your life would look like with an extra 10,000 people on your email list. You know, what would happen if you had that following, if you had that tribe and, you know, people that were interested in what it is that you do? You know, what if you're able to advertise on Facebook consistently? You know, what if you could raise your prices because of the perceived value that you have? Or, you know, imagine if you have a celebrity-like brand in your niche. You know, maybe you walk into an industry event and everyone's like, you know, what are you doing? You're just all over the place. Everyone's talking about you. Everyone's emailing about you. You know, your summit thing looked really cool. Or, you know, it's just, you know, when you have that perception and you build that brand, I mean, branding is so powerful, you know, with any business, and you can create that fast with these. So what's possible? This is kind of looking behind the scenes a little bit with our Life on Fire Virtual Summit that, of course, you guys are a part of, and this is how you're experiencing this content. But our average opt-in rate was 54%, right? So what I can do is I can even pull that up for you guys. Let me just do that. And just want to make sure that we're just all on the same page with numbers and things. So this page here may look familiar to you. So this page is actually, it worked so well, and we tested lots of options But this page worked so well that it's actually being woven into a technology called Lead Pages. It's just leadpages.net. And so this template will be available for you, which, you know, if you'd like to use it. But the cool thing is that, so this page, when you click the button, you know, it's asking for your name and email address, and this is what's giving access to the 27 sessions. You know, of course, you guys know that for being a part of it. So the opt-in percentage, what's wild, is that on that page, you know, we had quite a few different targeting, you know, metrics on Facebook where we're getting over 80% opt-in rates. But when you average everything out, it was 54% of people that saw the page or landed on it and opted in. That's really, really good. So that's a really good thing for your business. Our lead cost, you know, we were having folks enter their email for as low as 16 cents. You know, every business needs leads. You know, when someone comes to me, you know, I do business coaching, and when someone's, you know, and I ask them what they want and, you know, why don't they have it? And it oftentimes it's, well, I don't have enough leads. If I had more people to talk to, if I had more people that wanted to buy my products or services, I probably wouldn't be in this spot. Well, I mean, what if you can generate leads for $2, you know, and, you know, $2 for a really targeted hot lead is amazing. And what's interesting is that once someone opted in, as many of you guys saw, we had this thing called the Business on Fire Bundle, and we still have it. So initially, we started at $97, and what's great is that we would spend $54 in Facebook ads to make a $97 sale. Now, in our case, we are donating the difference to Pencils of Promise to build a school in Guatemala, which is awesome. This is just part of our passion and something that we want to do. We want to inspire people that they can build a business that gives back. But if you created that bundle concept and, you know, if it went to charity, that's incredible, right? If you created the same bundle concept and you kept the revenue, then you can create cash flow, can make money from that. And just so that you guys are aware, once you opt in, I'll just show you what it looks like. You then get to this offer page, right? And so this offer page is what we call a bundle. And what's really, really awesome about this is that the Business on Fire bundle is we just went to the same speakers that we have: Brian Tracy, John Lee Dumas, Glenn Ledwell, Michael Burnoff, you know, Robin and Mike. And we went to them and just said, hey, we want to make this a total win-win for you. We're going to get you all this exposure when we have your live session. But in addition to that, what if, you know, if you were to give us one of your, you know, one of your best, you know, selling information products, you know, for John, it's Ignite Your Webinar. Michael Burnoff, this is a live coaching program. This is incredible. He does this on the phone. It's live. This thing will totally change your life. It's freaking nuts. And these are all literal values, you know, $597 values, $599 value. These are what these courses literally cost. There's no marketing baloney here, right? And so I reached out and asked them to put in these courses. Now, they said yes because of a couple of reasons. Number one, it's because they know that the proceeds is going to benefit Pencils of Promise. So they're just being really cool. They're donating that product to us. The other thing is that the buyer's list that gets created, they're getting access to because their product is in there. And a buyer's list, you know, people, marketers will regard, you know, a 500 person buyer's list is the equivalent to having about 5,000 people on your email list, right? So it's a huge asset. So how do you get them to want to donate their products? You simply just say, hey, we're creating this concept called a bundle, right? We're calling ours the Business on Fire Bundle. If you put one of your digital products in here, we'll be able to give you the list of the buyers, and the proceeds is going to build a school in Guatemala. So you're going to benefit because you get the buyer's list. We're going to be really happy because we're building a school together, and the consumers who come through this are going to get hooked up with, you know, for $197, they're going to get this bundle that's worth over $6,000. So it's a total win-win-win. So that is incredible. And so with Facebook ads, imagine we put in $54 and we pulled in, you know, we got $97 in revenue, right? I mean, that's why we're, you know, north of over $10,000 the way there to building a school. I mean, that's incredible. And if you've already grabbed the, you know, purchased the bundle, awesome. I mean, you're gonna get so much out of it. And then when we tested this in September, we wanted to test the funnel, right? So we, you know, we had John Lee Dumas do a session, as a test, and we spent $147 on Facebook to make a $997 sale. Like, think about that. What if you put in $147 on Facebook ads and then you made back $997? Like, that's crazy. Now, the thing that's really interesting here is this course does not belong to me, right? This is someone else's course. So if you're new and you don't have a course, you can create a virtual summit and you can sell their course, allow them to sell their course, and you both split the money on it, right? So that's just what I love, is that it helps them, you build relationship, but you can also earn money. So just think about that. This is a way where you can generate revenue fast with a virtual summit. So I'm going to jump into just a couple steps here on just how to pull this whole thing off. The first thing is you want to really make sure that you narrow your niche. You know, from what I did, I created the Facebook Mastery Summit, right? So I drilled it all the way down. For you, you know, if you don't have a business yet and you're in that discovery phase, that's awesome. I'm happy that you're here. I'm happy that you're exploring and you're, you know, leveraging the content on the virtual summit to figure it out. But really just think about, you know, if money was no object, what would you do with your time? You know, what are your passions? You know, what do you love to do? What are you great at? What do you want to be known for? You know, where can you get people great results? Another thing is, keep in mind that these big categories, money and business, dating and relationships, health and fitness, these are where it's the easiest to market, you know, and so that's just something where if you go outside of those, it can be a little bit more challenging. Step number two is what I call modeling. What's awesome about this is just think about, who do you want to be like, right? Look at your industry and think, who's got a lifestyle that you just would love to have? Now, it doesn't mean their personality, doesn't mean material things, but just their business model, right? The way that they earn their living, you know? And so when I became a Facebook marketing expert, I did not have to reinvent the wheel from scratch. I just looked around and I saw Mari Smith. I bought all of her courses. You know, I became friends with her. You know, she was turquoise. I made my brand blue. And, you know, and I looked at it and said, I was just going to model how she built her business. It's not copying. You know, you look at other people in the industry. And if you look at, you know, there's a saying, it's like, if you're only researching one person, then that's like copying. But if you research 10, or if you look at 10 people, then that's called research. I mean, and I totally, absolutely butchered that quote. But the whole thing is that if you're trying to figure out what you want to do, just look to where you, to someone who is where you want to be. Right. And then, you know, so I made it easy, became a Facebook marketing expert. And I was like, boom, Mari Smith, I'm just going to build a business like that. I looked at other people that were experts in the industry. I made it simple, right? Be known for something, one thing. If someone says your name, boom, what do they say? You know, someone, you know, back in 2010, someone would say Nick Unsworth. They'd be like, oh yeah, the Facebook guy. You know, now, of course, I created Life on Fire, and now I get called the Life on Fire guy. But it's just, you know, it's another step. It's another, you know, project. So just think about, you know, who or what company would you like to model, and just keep that in mind. Step number three, you want to drill down and who is your ideal customer? You know, what is their biggest challenge and frustration? You know, think of the acronym WIFM, W-I-I-F-M. What's in it for me? You know, and what I love is that you get to choose your ideal customer. You get to be picky with this, you know, and make your ideal customer someone that you would love to work with, not someone that you think you could work with, but who would you love to work with? Because oftentimes when we are choosing our customers, it has to do with our confidence level. So, you know, if you were to just really just put yourself in the right state of mind and think of who would you just love to work with, and then drill down and, you know, what are their challenges? What are their frustrations? How could your summit help them and be a solution for them? And step number four is actually naming your virtual summit, you know, and it's, what do you want to be known for? virtual summit. Could be as easy as that. You know, Facebook Mastery Summit, Podcasting Virtual Summit, Video Marketing Virtual Summit. There's all kinds of simple ways to get there. We have one woman, we've got this course, the Six Figure Virtual Summit, and she's reinventing herself. She's got a background in corporate, making six figures for years. She went, invested in herself, went to a John Assaroff event, and it just rattled the cage. I mean, she just got totally inspired, you know, ended up buying, I spoke at an event and where she saw a presentation similar to this, and she just got excited. She's like, Nick, you know, out of all the things that I can do, I resonate with you. I resonate with this strategy. And so we did a hot seat and on a live call, and we looked at her business, and I got her to get very clear on, you know, what her purpose is and, you know, who she wants to serve. And she's got a really exciting background. She's got some awesome skill sets, and her summit is called the Passion and Profits Summit. And then she's got a tagline that really explains the benefits. So, so you want to make sure that your name, avoid being really cutesy with it. Just make it direct. You know, make it simple so that they understand what it is. Step number five, graphic design. This matters a lot. Now, graphic design, you can go and you can hire someone to do graphic design. What I love is that leadpages.net, they're the best. I mean, all you need is the opt-in page that I showed. That's all you need. There's no big, you know, gawky or big, gigantic piece of technology or all these sites you need. I mean, you literally just need a lead capture page. And the cool thing is that Lead Pages is literally just about to launch our template on their platform, and you can just tap into that. And then you're just uploading your photos. Then you're changing the colors to match, you know, your brand. So it's super easy. So that all you need is graphic design. But I want you to know that graphic design, it really matters. You know, you want it to look cool and you want it to convert. And the thing is that when someone is seeing you, and your brand is out there and you're being seen everywhere, you just want to make sure that people look at it and say, wow, they look professional, or wow, that just looks awesome. They must, you know, be good at what they do, right? So it matters. Robin and Mike, this is their Big Purpose, Big Money Summit that they did last year in 2013. And they reached out to me and, you know, said, exactly the same process that I shared before that I did with Mike. They said, hey, you know, we really love what you're doing, this and that. We'd love for you to be a speaker on the Big Purpose, Big Money Tele Summit. We've got other guest speakers like Larry Wingett and others. Now, here's what I did. I didn't know Mike and Robin at the time, but I made two things happen. Number one is I looked at who else was speaking. Larry Wingett. Larry Wingett, the guy charges like $80,000 for a keynote. So I'm like, if Larry's doing it, I would love to have my head next to Larry, right? So I'm like, yeah, that's awesome. It's only going to take me 30 minutes to be interviewed, easy enough. And then I looked at their graphic design and I said, this thing looks hot. It looks professional, looks good. So I said, yes. And you know what Robin and Mike did? They are so good. They have all these templates and all these things. They followed back up and they're like, awesome, you know, and here's the speaking agreement. And I had to agree to send 3 emails to this summit of theirs. I had to agree to post about it on Facebook and to tweet about it. And I was down. I was proud to be a part of it. And I wanted to be featured with Larry and these other people. So I was excited. But what did that do for Robin and Mike? I drove them hundreds of opt-ins, just like all the other speakers did. Now, did they ask Larry to send 3 emails? Heck no. Larry was their anchor, just like Mike Koenigs was my anchor on the Facebook Mastery Summit, right? So all these speakers sent multiple emails and built up the audience. The audience, like, boom, like, snap your fingers. The audience for this thing was created in just a couple weeks. And Mike and Robin didn't have to blow thousands on ads. I mean, they still wanted to do some ads because Mike and Robin want to, you know, put their face next to all these other speakers, but the audience was built really fast. That's what's just so exciting about it. So they leveraged this. I mean, they made, you know, these images and they, you know, shared them on Facebook and they tagged everybody and they created all this buzz, you know? So 2 things that happened when they reached out. Sorry, I shared this. You know, their graphic design was solid, so I trusted them. Larry Wingett was on there, so I instantly said yes. They had credibility. I signed up instantly. So like I said, once you get your first speaker, it's really easy to get the rest. So Robin and Mike, this sounds crazy, and I love them. I mean, they are not only hilarious, they not only are just great people with integrity, have big hearts, but they're just scrappy, scrappy entrepreneurs, just like how I was. I mean, I hate to say it, but sometimes as entrepreneurs, we got to go through some crap. It's just the way it is. I wish everyone, you know, my hope for everyone is to have an easy journey. But sometimes it's tough, right? So the economy crashed, you know, they literally were, you know, upside down and, you know, in a really tough spot. So they were finding stuff on the side of the road. They were finding stuff on Craigslist and going to like junk sales and stuff. And they were getting trash and selling it on eBay and products and stuff. And they started investing in themselves and learning internet marketing. And they did that. And doing their first big summit is what totally radically changed everything from them. So they made their first $21,000 on the summit, and that happened in the short term in the first 30 days. They grew their email list and brand. They got clients, and the cool thing is they crossed six figures, meaning over $100,000 in 9 months. And if you heard the last Life on Fire virtual summit session with them, we had so much fun. Rocket ship, that was our buzzword, was rocket ship. But they had rocket ship-like growth. And what's crazy is, when you hear their story, it was their virtual summit that radically changed their business and their lives. And, you know, their whole thing is freedom. You know, they just had another child and, you know, they work 3 days a week. And, you know, are they making millions? No. But do we really need to make millions? Heck no. I mean, if you make, you know, multiple six, you know, make a couple hundred grand a year, you know, I'm sure you could be pretty happy with that. You know, they live in a sweet place in Florida. They've got a couple children and work 3 days a week, and they love what they do. You know, that's a life on fire, you know, and they've helped other people doing summits. We've got this awesome course called the Six Figure Virtual Summit where we've been walking people through it. We've done some live sessions with them. We're helping other people do summits. I mean, this is just one of the fast, fast tracks to creating freedom in your business. So step number six is you just have to get the anchor speaker. So this is what I was already sharing. You know, give them, you know, allow them to sell their course. You know, I'll give them the buyer's list. You know, maybe, you know, if you had to, would you say, hey, I'd be willing to even cross promote your stuff 2 times per year in the next 12 months, right? I mean, why not? You know, get the anchor on there and then everything else, everyone's going to want to be on it. You know, people always ask, but Nick, how do I reach them, right? So the thing is, you just have to do it, you know, and go towards your fear. And the way I look at it is, whoever you fear having on your virtual summit is an indicator that you definitely need them on your virtual summit. So I had some fear around getting Brian Tracy. The guy is very hard to get a hold of. He's very inaccessible. He doesn't like doing interviews. And, you know, so for the virtual summit, I had to step into that fear. And I did it for you, right? I mean, I did it for you guys. I mean, I wanted to meet them, but I wanted to make my summit awesome, right? So I said, screw it. I'm going to reach out and reach out and reach out. And I was persistent until Brian Tracy said yes. But Brian Tracy didn't only just say yes to the live interview that we did, but Brian Tracy sent an email. In one email that Brian Tracy sent, he did over 1,600 opt-ins. I mean, it's just crazy. I mean, if you're hearing this right now, you may have been, you know, someone that has been following Brian for a while. Maybe you came from his list, but that changed things, right? That built up our audience, you know? And so you just have to commit to reaching out a handful of times. You know, can you reach out via email, via phone, you know, maybe on Twitter? But you just have to realize that all these big name speakers in your industry, in my industry, in any industry, they're all accessible on social media. And you just have to commit to saying that you're going to do it. You know, don't stop until you get a yes or no. Then the next step is once you have the anchor, like I've been sharing, you just leverage the anchor to get other speakers and they will say yes without even thinking twice. It's awesome. Step number eight is you want to then create your launch. You know, you're going to have your speakers are going to email about it. They're going to do social media posts and tweets about it. You can run Facebook ads if you want. And that builds the audience together for you, which is so cool. Number nine is Facebook ads. This is really what's incredible because, you know, this converts. It converts well. We've got the full playbook for you on this. You know, we teach you exactly how to run the ads, you know, in our Facebook course. And, You know, but this is where if you know, you look at, you know, doing a summit in your industry, you don't want that to just be a, you know, you don't just want the email traffic, you know, you want to shout it from the rooftops, you know, put your picture next to the industry leader in your market, and people are going to start to think that you're at their level. They're going to start to think that you are that level of an expert. And that's what we want. I mean, being an expert is all about brand positioning, right? So this is huge. You know, this is just an ad that we've used in step number 10. You want to deliver the sessions. You can, you know, so for right now, I mean, if you're on here live, it's Black Friday. You know, if you're looking at our Life on Fire virtual summit, I mean, you can look at it and say, man, this thing is like a lot. Like, I mean, there's just a lot of action, a lot of moving parts. We did this because I now have a team, right? We've got an awesome team. We've got the bandwidth. I wanted to get a little bit crazy with it. I wanted to just go really above and beyond. I want to add a ton of value. I wanted to help a lot of people. I want to build this school. But just keep in mind, you don't have to do it this way. You could literally just use Instant Teleseminar that is almost free. I mean, it's incredible. They have a free version. You can, it costs peanuts. And people can just call in on a telephone and make it so easy on yourself so that all the tech fears and all those things, don't let any of that stuff be a roadblock, right? You can make it really simple. You can do your virtual summit literally in a day. Get yourself three speakers, boom. On a Saturday, you line them up one after the next, people opt in, they get access to your virtual summit, and they hang on the phone for 3 hours, and boom, it can be really fast. It can be really simple. So don't let anything tech-wise hold you back from your dreams. Number 11, I already kind of talked about this, is repurposed content. You know, we've got, you know, content from our virtual summit. This is also being found on our podcast, on our video podcast and our audio podcast. The book on Facebook marketing, you know, we just launched that. Shoot, we did 4,680 units on our Kindle in a weekend. That's crazy. Guys, how do we do almost 5,000 copies of our book in a weekend? It's because we built up a huge audience from the Life on Fire Virtual Summit. We got almost 20,000 fresh new folks that didn't know us before that now know us because, you know, you came for content. You came for, you know, the Brian Tracy session. You came for, you know, the Gary Vaynerchuk session. You know, you came for, you know, the Kevin Harrington from Shark Tank session that's coming up really soon, right? So we've now have all these new friends on our email list, right? And when we rolled out our Facebook marketing book, the awesome thing was we did a promotion where you could get a copy of the Kindle for free, and we just emailed the list, right? We got almost 20,000 people from this promotion, from the virtual summit, and we moved almost 5,000 books. That's crazy. Became best-selling authors and all this fun stuff, and that creates more positioning. Now, what we're going to do is our content that revolved around Facebook marketing, we're transcribing, we're adding them as bonus chapters to our book. You know, so it's like there's just so many ways to leverage the content and further to grow. So what I wanted to do from here is my hope is that this just totally opened your eyes. I mean, I think that, you know, I shared through quite a few different details, but, you know, if you're looking at, you know, if you're on this virtual summit and the reason is because you're like, you know what, I want to, you know, take my business to the next level. I want to live a life on fire. Well, this is a strategy that we've proven time and time again. It's been awesome to grow our businesses. But again, like I said in the very beginning of this session, is this is not about me growing my business. This is about you growing your business and, you know, you leveraging this strategy, you know, and taking it to the next level, building up your brand and creating a success story. I mean, that's why, you know, I do what I do is because I get such a kick out of, you know, seeing someone just totally flourish in their marketplace, seeing someone just totally crush it and create a success story. That for me is what, that's like my, that's what puts energy in my body. You know, it's Black Friday. There's a million things I could be doing here today. There is nothing I would rather be doing than this very live stream because I know that there's going to be a handful of people that this totally inspires, that this strikes a chord, and that they're at that point where they say, you know what? I'm ready to make some kind of shift. You know, my business isn't where it is, where I want it to be today. And I need something. I need something to get it to that next level. And my hope is that this strategy is what it is for you, right? And I know that if you do the strategy and you execute it, you're going to have all kinds of cool things happen and shift in your business and your life. So my whole thing is, you know, it's really time for you to start, you know, living your life on fire. And, you know, if you are living a life on fire, it's like, let's take it to another level. Let's stretch our minds a little bit. Let's, you know, turn it up a notch, you know what I mean? And just get to that next level and use a virtual summit to get there. So what I want to share with you is that, you know, you can take what I just shared. I literally gave you the playbook on how to do a virtual summit. You can run with it, you can do it all yourself. Totally encourage you to do that. Or an option B, you can let me help you do it. You know, can let, you know, let us help you actually implement the thing and really do it with you. So I'm going to share with you a really awesome course that we put together. We've been piloting the course in the past couple months. We've got a whole group of people that have come through. We've been testing out the content and helping them with their summits and helping them launch their summits. And it's just absolutely rocking. And, you know, so we want to share this with you too. So we've got a very special offer if you act now. And what's cool is that we just got some bonuses to make this really, really as simple as possible for you and to really help ensure and guarantee that your summit is going to be a massive success. So what I've got is what we're calling the six-figure virtual summit. So this course is taking everything that I taught here today and it's going to a whole different next level. So the next level is giving you the advanced step-by-step content. It's giving you the templates and the resources and then all those little details so that you can actually, you know, implement and get your virtual summit off the ground and make revenue with it. So I want you to really think about, you know, the outcome of why, you know, to do this in general. You know, why do you want to do a virtual summit? It's, you know, it's creating that celebrity-like brand positioning in your niche. It's, you know, building your email list to get it over 5,000 people. When your email list is over 5,000 people, you've got a six-figure business. And I work with clients in so many different niches, and you've got a list of over 5,000 people. If you don't have a six-figure business, something is really off. And how do you get that many people on your email list? Well, you can advertise, or you can do a virtual summit, or you can do both. So I really want you to think about, going from wherever you're at to getting that extra six figures in your business. That's the whole point of your virtual summit, is to bring in the additional revenue amongst, you know, the list growth and the celebrity like brand positioning. So the way that we're doing that is we've got six sessions, and the six sessions are video tutorials. So we drill down into narrowing your niche, and we drill down into that step-by-step training. There's a fast action worksheet to go along with every single session. In addition to that, we have Q&A that we've done, and you get to hear how I go through and ask people about their niches. And it's really powerful to hear how I hot seat others. And so, you know, so you go through the video tutorials, we then go into crafting your virtual summit hook. You get to hear me on, you know, a Q&A hot seat and, you know, I help people literally create their brands. It's so fun. I mean, this is just a skill that I've been refining, but I help people in less than, you know, 10, 15 minutes. I'm just asking questions on a rapid fire basis and boom, coming up with their hooks and their design. You know, how you can get your anchor speaker, walking through that. Rob and Mike then knock it out of the park with how to create your irresistible bundle offer in session 4, the perfect launch playbook in session 5, how to interview and sell in session 6. And so we've got the tutorials to walk you through everything. And the great thing is that all of the fast action sheets literally tells you on a step-by-step basis exactly what to do by when. So on a week-to-week basis, you know where you're at, you know what to do, and you know how to do it. Now, the key thing too is we're also bonusing in all the templates and copy. So, you know, we're talking about all of the emails that we did to launch the Life on Fire Virtual Summit, how we got the, you know, the speakers, like that, all that stuff. I mean, we've, you know, been doing marketing for a while. I spent hundreds of thousands investing in myself and in our team and in copy, and all that is, you know, you've got access to, so you can just model what we've already done. Speaker agreement. We spent tons of money on legal. And it's not just the legal cost of, you know, a couple thousand bucks to get the right speaker agreement, but we've done it so many times that we actually modified our speaking agreement so that the speakers are more likely to want to sign it, right? Because you don't want to give them a speaker agreement and then it pushes them away, right? So we've done this enough. We've got the perfect speaking agreement and then how you ask them, what you do. We've got opt-in examples and how to convert. We've got thank you page examples. We've got the email copy, interview questions, everything you need to be successful. And so if you think about, you know, what we learned here today is the model. We gave you the strategy, and all that this course represents is that further handholding and a shortcut. So it's giving you a drill down on the advanced step-by-step process. It's giving you all the templates and copy and all the stuff. So we've got recommended resources, private Facebook group. Awesome thing here too is we're doing 4 live group coaching calls. This is really, really key. So I'm doing 2, Robin and Mike are doing 2. And this is where you go through the content, you hop on the line. And if you need help naming your summit, boom. I mean, I've proven time and time again, I can really help with that. If you need help coming up with, shoot, if you're like, you know what, here's my passion, but I'm not sure what to, you know, what direction to go with my niche. And, you know, any of these questions, I mean, that's why we have it as live. You know, you cannot beat live training. I mean, I charge $3,000 a month for 2 30-minute sessions with me, and you're getting 4 live group coaching calls, you know? And so what's so awesome about that is, you know, you're gonna be able to get those questions answered, be able to, you know, ensure and guarantee that your summit's gonna be a massive, massive success. Then we also have Robin and Mike's, they call it their fabulosity, client attraction training, which is really cool about how to build your email list. And we're even throwing in my Facebook advertising course, all the video tutorials as well for $997, as well as a bonus. So today you can grab this for $997. This is again, you know, for $997 as an investment in yourself, think of the return that you can make. This skill you can use now. You can then take that same playbook, that same skill, and use it twice per year. You know, we'll be doing another summit in 2015. You can use it over and over in your business. And how much value can you extract out of that? How much money can you make? You know, putting $1,000 as an investment, you got to be thinking about in your mind of, you know, from a scarcity mindset, you think of $997, that's an expense. Instead, you flip it in your mind and think about it as $997. How much am I going to make and how fast am I going to make it? Now, you know, if you take the course and you dive in, can you put a summit together and start and launch it in 30 days? Absolutely. Definitely can. You know, if you do, you know, a telesummit and you have it be small and it's, you know, 3 to 5 people, you know, can you do a summit and have it launch in 60 days? Absolutely. So your speed at how fast you launch is totally up to you. You know, how fast you make that money back is how fast you want to run through the program. And what I love is that you think about investing $997. If you can't, I mean, to me, I just think about it and say, we've had, you know, folks, I shared this at a live event and they're like, you know, just, you know, they're kind of focusing on the money. And I'm like, wow. I was like, this is like this model and this playbook that can completely set you free. You know, and the way I look at it is like, I mean, when I was investing in myself and when I dug out of $50,000 in debt, it's like, you know, I did anything I had to find the money, you know, and when you realize and you really truly understand how much value this represents, it's not about the money. It's an investment. And an investment is when you put in, you know, $1,000, it's about how much you're going to make back, you know, and really think about following through this and getting our live coaching. How many tens of thousands are you going to make from doing a virtual summit? How does your brand change literally forever with the positioning that you create? And so that's where you want to be thinking is what is the upside investment to that? Now, we do want to make it easier, you know, for some folks as far as cash flow. So, you know, we do have a 3 payment option, which is totally cool too. You know, we've got, you know, a 30-day money back guarantee. You know, I mean, honestly, if anyone ever came back to us and, you know, and it's, you know, 45 days, we've never been the kind of company to say, sure, you know, we've never been the kind of company to not allow that. I mean, at the end of the day, the way I look at it is we're going to give you 110%. We're going to give you awesome live training. We're going to give you the best, you know, tools and all the resources to put one of these together. And, you know, I'm happy to do a money back guarantee because I want to take the risk away so that there's no risk for you to do this. But at the end of the day, it's like, there is no doubt in my mind that this strategy works. I mean, if you're listening to me right now, it's because the strategy works because we're actually doing a live virtual summit as we speak. But I mean, when you think about, you know, how my life completely changed with a Facebook summit, Robin and Mike, you know, the clients that we're creating success stories with our pilot program when we ran this course, you know, last month, it's just, it's awesome. And it really comes down to thinking about where it is that you are now and the desire to want to get to that next level. And, you know, virtual summit is a model and a strategy to help you get there. And so I think of it as you've got virtual summit, you've got Facebook ads. With what we're offering, you actually can do both at the same time, which is cool. So the first 10 right now to take action, we're actually going to throw in more live coaching calls, which is our Insiders Club. So this is weekly group calls for the next month. And what I love about this is that the reason why we reward the first 10 is because I've been doing this long enough to know that making fast decisions and making fast action is a huge, huge indicator of success. And I had to personally learn that. And that's why I started investing in myself. I started taking fast, massive action, and good things started happening, right? The business started growing. I started growing. But what I find is that when I work with clients that are in the first 10, what's wild is that when you look at the success stories that are created, many times, a lot of our success stories come from people that are in the first 10 that buy right away. And that's because it's fast decision making and just in having the confidence in themselves and having the faith that, you know, if you just take the action on this, you're going to get the result that we're talking about. And so we want to reward that behavior because we know that our fast action takers, they get a bonus like this, they're oftentimes our best success story. So, you know, we really just want to reward you and get you fired up that, you know, be one of the first 10. You know, I would grab your credit card, get ready. If you need to do the multi-pay, grab the multi-pay, but join us on this, you know, and make that decision to get your business to that next level. And you don't want to sit and say, crap, you know, I should have did it while they did this live. You don't want to look back and, you know, 90 days and say, you know, what if I actually did this, you know, and how would my 2015 be different than 2014? It's like, you know, the way I look at it is if it feels right, then just act on that, you know, intuition and just go for it, because your business isn't going to change without something to change it. You know, you're not going to change, or I'm not going to change unless we do something to invest in ourselves, or we shift our habits or our behaviors. And so just want to encourage you, you know, again, you know, be one of the first 10, get more access to me on weekly calls. Let me help you. Let me take all this experience that I've got, like all these, you know, years of marketing knowledge and delivering this summit. And let me just download that to you and help you along the way, get your questions answered on the weekly call. So you want to grab your card. What I'm going to do on the next screen is I'm going to put up a link. The link is going to be to buy the 6-figure virtual summit course. And you definitely want to be one of the first 10. So here we go. It's our Black Friday sale. All right. So to grab the special deal, you just go to 6figuresummits.com. Little typo there, 6figuresummits.com. And you just go to 6figuresummits.com and boom, you're going to end up, you know, at the top of that page, and you just want to click the buy now button, and you can enter in your information and you can join us on the inside. And so you're going to be welcome with instant access to sessions. We're going to then drip out a couple more sessions, get all the resources and materials. You'll have access, if you're in the first 10, you know, to our weekly calls. You're going to have the schedule with the live calls with us, and we're just going to help you create your success story fast. You know, what I live for is not just success stories, but I like them to happen fast. I like them to be tangible with, you know, dollars and cents. How much money have you made, you know, from this strategy? So grab this special deal here today at www.6figuresummits.com. And I'm just going to hop on the page as well. All right. So 6figuresummits.com. And boom. So once you land here, this just walks you through exactly what you're going to get with have the sessions. Boom. Just click the button here to buy, and then you can choose the single pay or the multi-pay, and you are in business and ready to rock. So, you know, again, just go to sixfiguresummits.com and you can take action on that right now. And we're going to give you 110%. We totally guarantee it, money back, you know, guarantee. And if you know, if you don't use this strategy to drive revenue to your business, then I mean, we're happy to just hook you right back up. You know, you can even benefit from all the live sessions we're going to do. So, you know, I just encourage you that if you think about out of all the strategies, you know, what is really, what do you resonate with? And if you just, if you can picture and if you can imagine, you know, having someone, you know, that is in your industry, and even if you have some fear, just know that, you know, we're going to walk you through how to get the speakers, you know, how to deliver the content. So don't worry about some of the how to. Instead, really focus on what is the end result. The end result is you do the summit. You know, it is going to take some work. You do have to take action, right? We're going to teach you what to do. So don't worry about how you're going to get it done. Just picture the end result, which is, you know, having this virtual summit, being seen everywhere, lots of people emailing about you and emailing about the summit, and then your brand being positioned just like one of these big name speakers in your industry, right? And, you know, we'll teach you how to position it. We'll teach you how to name it. We'll teach you how to deliver the thing. And then once you're done, you know, the outcome is you've got this big email list. You know, that email list is an asset that you can sell your products and services. You know, that email list is something that can serve you for years to come. You now have leads, you'll have your own tribe. And if you already have a tribe and you're already seasoned and in business, I love that. You know, if you've got a multi-million dollar business, this is a way to dramatically grow even bigger email list. So, you know, the output, the end result is, again, brand building, being seen everywhere, having that email list growth. And then, of course, the reason why we call it Six Figure Summits is because, you know, we've made six figures with these, and the people that we're helping, we're helping them to make six figures with these. And that's the whole, you know, end output is revenue, you know, and monetizing and maximizing that revenue. And, you know, when you have more revenue in your business, to me, business is not only about money, but when you have money in your business, you can build a team. When you have more money in your business, you can, you know, you can really set yourself up where you can give back. You know, we're building a school in Guatemala. That's because we're generating revenue, right? We're generating revenue on the summit. We've got that bundle. You know, this, it just allows you to do things with your life that can give you purpose and meaning and just have so much fun. You know, and to me, interacting with the top people in your industry, that's fun. You know, and this is a skill set. Once you learn it, you know, you're going to have this asset, you know, in your back pocket to use over and over. So super excited for those of you guys that have jumped on board, for you first, for you fast action takers, which is a huge welcome because I love fast action. I take crazy fast action. And that's what I learned is, you know, when I went from struggling to being super successful. And that's because, you know, I learned about investing in myself, you know, and I learned about, you know, just being relentless with taking action and, you know, not worrying about fear and realizing that a lot of those negative thoughts and things like that were always holding me back. So just congrats for you hopping on board. You know, if you're thinking about it, just, you know, give yourself a yes or no, make that definitive. Don't allow this to stew. You know, I would just, you know, go to sixfiguresummits.com, jump on board the inside. You can, you know, we've got a money back guarantee anyway, so there's really no risk whatsoever, no questions asked. Let us dive in and help you take the next step and help you create your six-figure summit and create a totally rocking business, and we'll help you set your business and life on fire. So you have an amazing rest of your day. I'm super excited to catch up with you on the live calls if you jumped on board. And if not, if you haven't jumped on board yet, just really think about, you know, if not this, then what? You know, if not now, then when? You know what I mean? Like, when is the business going to change, or what's going to have to happen to get to where you want to go? And, you know, shoot, if it's not us, then invest in someone else's courses, but do something to get your business and your life to where you're really going to be truly happy. So that's my big thing is, you know, just making sure that, you know, if you are an entrepreneur or you want to be an entrepreneur, you know, just, I mean, let's have fun with these things and let's just have our businesses get to the next level as fast as you can. So, you know, oftentimes, you know, you have to invest to get there. So, you know, if it's not us, you know, invest in something else, but, you know, definitely step outside that comfort zone and, you know, never have any moments where you're looking back saying, shoot, I wish I did that, or I should have taken advantage of it. So have a great rest of your day. Go to sixfiguresummits.com to join us on this awesome coaching program, get access to the video sessions, and then join us on the live group coaching session. So you have a great day. We'll talk to you soon. Cheers.